Tomorrow, here in Washington, D.C., there is a rally against the Iraq War. Organizers hope it will be the biggest protest since the war began. Scheduled speakers include Jane Fonda, Jesse Jackson, four members of Congress, and Bob Ouattara, the father of an American officer who is being court-martialed for refusing to deploy to Iraq. One of the organizers of tomorrow's protest is Judith LeBlanc. She's national co-chair of the United for Peace and Justice Coalition.
The rally is Congress, end the war. That's the name, that's the call, that's the message. You know, many times in the last 4 years, we've put a lot of political emphasis on pressuring Bush to do something, and now it's the Congress's turn. The Congress has a mandate, and so our main target, our main slogan is to call upon Congress to do the people's will.
You say the message of this is Congress end the war. Specifically, what does that mean? Troops out now? Troops out in 6 months? What?
Well, United for Peace and Justice, our position is troops home now.
Just pull them out immediately.
Immediately. But when we say immediately, we're saying make the decision now and then map out a plan. And basically, although President Bush and Vice President Cheney keep saying, we don't care what the people want and we don't care what the Congress does, we believe that every step that the Congress takes to challenge this idea that they have no power is an important step. For example, the non-binding resolution that was passed in the Senate subcommittee,
which voices opposition to the troop increase.
Exactly. That's an important step. It sends a message.
You know, when you think about the March on Washington in 1963, it was focused on a very specific thing, the civil rights bill that was before Congress, which ultimately became law. You don't have that now. It's much more diffuse, it seems to me.
No, I think organizing against the Iraq War has presented very unique challenges, but at the same time, very unique opportunities. Why? Well, we organized in order to try to prevent this war. Hundreds of city councils passed resolutions against it. Bush went ahead. That was a learning experience. And when the war was launched, yes, I think people thought twice about marching. But once the war got underway and people began to see the death, the dying, the destruction, then people began to see, well, we've got to do more. And now we have a majority opinion who opposes the war, wants the troops to come home, and wants the Congress to take action. And I think the opportunity that this war has presented and the challenge of building a movement to end it once it started is that now people believe that foreign policy should not be left in the hands of a select few. And so now we will be launching a massive petition drive aimed at Congress, another pressure tactic leading up to the fourth anniversary. We will continue the lobby pressure, congressional pressure. I think the key is keeping our focus on Congress and letting the Congress people know that they must act, that that's their job, that's their mandate.
This all sounds pretty old school, really.
You know, old school is good school because we don't have to reinvent the wheel, really. Organizing a movement that can change the course of history has been done before. We're doing it in the 21st century context, which is a much more dangerous world. I mean, this peace movement is really about peace and justice because you can't separate the two.
When you look at what the anti-war movement has done over the last 4 years of the war, it seemed like there was a big presence at the beginning. And then for a lot of people, maybe it drifted away. It was hard to see where you were. What do you think the problem has been there in terms of your presence and people's recognition of what you're doing? Why haven't you been able to push the debate forward more?
I do a lot of time speaking and traveling. And when you sit back and realize that all of these local organizing meetings are going on, what you see is that there is a grassroots movement that hasn't always gotten the attention of the national media. So in between the lulls or in between these big demonstrations, there are people doing some very heavy lifting, showing films and having discussions and doing door-to-door work in their neighborhoods. Now, we're at a turning point, I think, in building this movement because we do have the attention of the national media now. And what is going on in our country is a reflection of all of that work that goes on under the radar.
Judith LeBlanc, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Judith LeBlanc is co-chair of the United for Peace and Justice Coalition. She's one of the organizers of tomorrow's rally against the Iraq War.